if I told you this music is from a new CD called H1Bs, that's the letter H, the number one, and B as in Bumble, it probably wouldn't mean much. So let's back up a bit. Think first, if you haven't before, of the hundreds of thousands of foreign-born high-tech workers who fill office cubicles across this country. Srikanth Devarajan may fit your image. He wears black jeans and hush puppy-like shoes as he sits before his computer screen.
Right now, I am working on some specifications.
Devarajan is from India, and he's now a consultant to the Association of American Railroads here in Washington, D.C.
I'm writing the scope of the application. All these things are the requirements for this application.
Devarajan first came to the U.S. 9 years ago on, and here's that term, an H-1B visa. This is what brought the computer programmers who helped drive the dot-com boom. These temporary workers fill the ranks at Microsoft, at university engineering schools, and at the IT departments of companies big and small. They're often maligned for taking jobs from Americans. Back home in India, Devarajan says they're considered pampered and privileged. Devarajan disputes both stereotypes, so he's merged his computer skills with a longtime passion for music to explain the travails of the H-1Bs. An hour's commute away, at a beige brick condo in Gaithersburg, Maryland, the electric garage door goes up. Walk through, past rows of shoes lined up on a mat, and into the carpeted basement. Here is Srikanth Devarajan's other life.
Straight out of college, looking for a job. Got one worse than working for the mob.
The walls of his home studio are lined with soundproof black foam. He swears the neighbors can't hear a thing. Srikanth, and that's the name he uses in his music, sits in a high-back leather chair, nearly surrounded by three computer screens, two synthesizer keyboards, and a sophisticated mixer. The new CD that's come out of this basement has one song in English, one in Hindi, and the rest in Tamil. That's the language of Srikanth's home state in southern India. That's also where his main partner's from. Srivatsa Srinivasan produced the CD, H-1Bs.
For the record, this is not anything political or anything. We want, it is a big political issue, and immigrants coming to the U.S. is a huge political issue.
Because the accusation is you're taking jobs.
Jobs. And that's, you know, true, false in different situations. But the whole album is a story. In India, it's not... It's like the DMV here. You know, you're in a long queue. You're in a long queue to get an H-1B. There's a lot of paperwork. I mean, it's a serious affair.
Going through immigration, stamped as an alien, shared a three-bedroom with some friends. Estesen and bank account, driver's license, couldn't get a credit card. Didn't make much sense. Not quite, but I got an H-1B. Now that I have an H-1B.
Srikanth calls this Curry Rock, and he's trademarked the name. But he admits the sound is a work in progress. There's no actual working band. Srikanth records the voices into his computer and generates the various sounds. Can I ask you, Srikanth, to show me how you put all this together?
Okay. I want it to be like this. Just listen to this.
That's catchy.
Okay, now let's do a melody line on this.
So we've had the Western, now we're going to put lay the Eastern over
exactly.
It. Back in India, Srikanth trained in classical music. He says he takes his hobby seriously. Here in Maryland, he reached out to fellow aficionados through the web and the local Indian social network and brought nine strangers together to make the album. The vocalists include two seniors in high school. Their parents are from India, but the girls speak only English, So Srikanth wrote out the lyrics phonetically, and he says coached them on how to put the emotion into words they don't understand. This song is called Dollar Income. It bemoans the plight of making more money than you ever have, yet still never having quite enough.
Your income is in dollars.
It's not rupees.
It's not rupees. Still, end of the day, you need more. You need to have your home. You need to pay your groceries also in this.
The theme is spending, period. You get a dollar, what do you do with it?
Who's your audience for this album? I mean, H-1Bs is a term that probably not many people besides those who H-1Bs are gonna get.
Message in this, it would be my experience as an immigrant to start with. And it's not only me, anybody from India who listens to this as an immigrant here, they would be able to relate immediately with this because it is their experience too.
For now, the CD H-1Bs is selling online, and the group is talking to U.S. retailers. At some point, they hope to market it in India.
Now, there's an irony here. The album is called H-1Bs. You both came here on H-1B visas, but you've got your green cards now.
Yeah. Yep.
Are you going to stay in the States?
I don't know whether how long I'll be here, but I feel that this whole studio here is from this country.
This whole album is couldn't have happened if you weren't in the States.
Absolutely not. Because in India, your life priorities are not this. You have families around you. You've got other activities around you in which you cannot do this. If you want to be a recording artist, you got to be only a recording artist. Here, it's not like that.
We all have a day job, you know, and it's not easy to, you know, do your 10, 11 hours at work and then come back and change your mask and, you know, start thinking about something. I mean, that freedom, I don't know if we would got that in India. We could have, but all we know is we got it here.
Srivatsa Srinivasan and Srikanth Devarajan. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
You can hear more music from H-1Bs on our website, npr.org.